From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
And there's a thing now that the young people are saying, it's called YOLO. That means you only live once. So before they do something really stupid, they go YOLO, and then jump over a cliff or something. Well, let's do this, something real stupid. Let's take a risk. Let's take a chance. Let's jump in and do this sexual endeavor. YOLO. Okay, YOLO. No, it should be dodo. Dodo.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, president of New Hope Christian College in Eugene, Oregon. Yesterday, Pastor Wayne began a message entitled, Building a Ten-Time Spirit, where we learn from the life of Daniel the importance of building strong inner qualities. And because of it, he became renowned for being 10 times wiser than all the other wise men in the kingdom. In a moment, the conclusion of the message, Building a Ten-Time Spirit. But first, we invite you to join us for a few minutes of worship from New Hope.
We lay our lives down for your name, all for you.
Here now is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Building a 10-Times Spirit.
The very next thing that Daniel's going to talk about, would you write it down, is, here it is, knowledge and insight. Knowledge and insight. Not only having a spirit that's right, but a part of that is knowledge and insight. And listen, knowledge is not just the same as insight. You have knowledge and you have insight. Did you know that you can have knowledge and no insight? What that means is you have all of the data and facts and scriptures, but it doesn't affect the way you live. We get brighter here. We can tell everybody what to and what for with the scriptures, but we don't live any differently. People don't care how much knowledge you have if it doesn't affect the way you live. I just had a senator come to me, and the legislative session's going on. I said, how's it going? He said something very interesting. He said, well, you know what I found? I said, what? And he's a wonderful Christian guy. He said, I found that there are a lot of Christians in government that don't live nor vote like Christians. You see, we can have all the data and facts and knowledge, but if we have no insight, it doesn't change anything. We don't influence the world. We don't make a difference. People don't care how many scriptures you know. Story is told of a preacher that had a scripture for everybody. Someone would stumble and he'd say, the righteous falls seven times but rises again. He'd see someone smoking, let him who is filthy be filthy still. You know, he just has scriptures for everything, and people are going, oh, shut up, stop. Well, one day he's in an outdoor preaching session. He's preaching away, and a fly was bothering him, and a fly went right into his mouth. And he kind of chews and swallows hard, and people are kind of chuckling like you are, thinking, what scripture is he going to come up with this time? And he swallowed hard, and he said, it came as a stranger, but I took him in. People don't care how much knowledge you have. Does it affect the way you live? Does it affect anything about you? Otherwise, you'll have a lot of know-how. Just the other day, we were having a life group and doing our devotions. And we do it outside of Starbucks. So a lot of times people come by and they see us and they want to take jabs at us. Or sometimes it's good, sometimes it's benevolent, sometimes it's a little critical. But that's just how it is. So we're out there, and this guy came up and his hair was disheveled, and he saw us reading the Bible. And you can see he wanted to, you know, kind of get down on us. So he came up and he said, you guys reading the Bible? And I said, yes. He said, I got some questions for you. And right next to me was one of our guys from New Hope. His name is Nelson. He said, I got some questions for you. I want to talk to you. I said, you bet. Nelson will talk to you right over here. And so he just zeroed in on him, lasered in, and this guy knew the Bible. Well, you know, Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy. And he just started going through almost like he memorized a bunch of it. But you can tell the cynicism that he had. And he was trying to nail him and trying to find ways to trip him up. And when he was done, this went on 25 minutes. And when it was done, I turned to Nelson and I said, he has a lot of knowledge, but very little insight. See, Daniel is saying, if we're going to be a people of a 10X spirit, you have to have knowledge, but you also have to have insight, which means, does it affect your life at all, what you know about? Think about it. How many messages have you sat under? Hundreds? Thousands? How many times have you read the Bible, or maybe a devotional book, or went to a Bible study? Hundreds? Thousands? The question is not how much knowledge have you gained, but how much of that knowledge has changed the way you live. This is insight. Pharisees had knowledge, but their hearts became hardened. Same thing was about to happen to the disciples when they saw Jesus, who had just fed 5,000. Jesus, the great miracle worker, the lover and compassionate healer of people, sends them in a boat, and they go across. They encounter a storm. Jesus walks on the water to them, gets into the boat, calms the seas, and they're frightened, saying, who is this guy? Who are you? And the Lord looked at him and said this, very interesting. Would you read it with me? Go. For they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. You see, they'd seen Jesus. They had the experience, but they had not gained any. It hadn't affected their lives. So when Jesus showed up, they were afraid. They were doubting. Why? Because the Lord says, you are part of the church. You are part of the distribution of food. You are part of what was going on. But do you have any insight from knowing that I am the creator? I can walk on water. I can still the storms. I can increase food. And it said their hearts were what? Did you know that if you increase in knowledge, but you don't apply it to your life, you get a hardened heart? Yeah. You know what we call it? Legalistic. We start looking, oh, well, he doesn't know as much as I do. Well, why is he doing that? I don't like the music. It's too loud. I don't like the lights. We don't need that. Oh, we don't need this and we don't need that. I bet you got a ton of knowledge. But what happens is the older we get, the more cantankerous and more of a contrarian we become. Why? Because we increase in knowledge, but we haven't taken the time to develop our inner spirit so that we have insight as well. So what is the requirement in order to get insight from knowledge? Here it is, a very important one. It is called humility. If you don't have humility, you grow in knowledge. You don't need humility to grow in knowledge. You do need humility to grow in insight. Let me say that again, very important. You do not need humility to grow in knowledge. You do need humility to grow in insight. Humility is incredibly important. Then you start to receive from God life, not just knowledge, life. Then it's applied to your family, your future, your relationships, etc. And healing happens. Without humility, no healing takes place. Without humility, there's no repair that can happen. Without humility, there's no wisdom. Knowledge, no wisdom. Knowledge, no understanding. Knowledge, no relational healing. Father and son weren't doing really well. Father was in the backyard building a stone wall, and son was kind of angry at dad. The dad was a nice man, but you know how in that adolescent age, you just kind of get cantankerous. And the dad said, son, there's a rock there we need for the stone wall. I'll be moving this one over there. Would you take that stone and move that to the stone wall? Why? Because we're building a stone wall. Oh, go ahead, son, try. It's too big. Just try everything you can first. Son went over there and sort of ostensibly made an effort. It's too heavy. The dad said, oh, son, please try everything you can to move that. Oh, gosh, stupid. Sounds like. Oh, anyway, and he took a lever bar, pushed it in, tried to move it. Ow. Oh, I can't. This is stupid. You can't move it. Son, try everything you can. I tried. No, you haven't. Oh. So he gets there and he gets his back on it. Boom. That's it. I can't. I can't move it. No, try everything you can. I've tried everything. No, try everything you can to move it. I've tried everything. I can't move it. No, you haven't tried everything. Yes, I have. No, you haven't. What haven't I tried? You haven't tried asking me for help yet. You see, without humility, your greatest asset won't even be accessed. Because you can only get that help and apply it to your life if there's a presence of humility. Knowledge will only become insight when you add humility. Let's take a look at now the next quality as we learn to develop a 10X spirit. And the second is, the third is, the interpretation of dreams. You say interpretation of dreams, that's kind of mystical and weird. Well, if you boiled it all down, all it's saying is this, that Daniel knew what God was saying. That's it. Whatever thing happened, whatever event, he knew what God was saying. Well, you say, well, how do you know what God is saying? Because I go through problems, I go through tests, I go through setbacks financially. I don't know what God is saying. I'll tell you why. Why? It's found in the when he chose 12. And I want you to take a close gander at this. And it says this. Would you read it? Go. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach. Before they did something for God, they were to spend time with God. Did you know that their assignment was not go do something? Their assignment was become something. Because your future does not lie ahead of you, it lies within you. And if you'll spend time with me, the Lord says, I will help you to develop a 10X spirit that'll sustain every relationship and it'll help you to make it through every test, guaranteed. Yeah, but I don't know what the tests are going to ask. It's okay. I'll give you the answer before the test is asked. That's what it means to have a 10X spirit. Got it. I may not know the exact answer, but I'll find it out and it'll be fine. Why? Because I know your spirit. You'll get the wisest advice. You'll humble yourself. You'll ask for help. You'll gain wisdom and counsel. You'll seek my face, and you'll make a wise decision. Whoa, Lord, what if it's not just the best decision? Don't worry, because I know your heart. Romans 8:28 will come into play. For I will step in and work all things together for good to those that love God and are the called according to his purpose. But I want to make sure your heart's right. And if you've got that 10X spirit, you'll be fine, because I will come and help you move the rock. We say, well, what's the requirement? Well, the requirement is very simple. Would you write it in your notes? The requirement is a close relationship. To just hang out with Jesus. And when you hang out with Jesus a lot, you'll begin to understand what he's saying. And which brings us to the last. He was able to explain enigmas and solve difficult problems. Not every problem you're going to have will be easy. There'll be some very complex ones. But the Bible says that if you have a spirit of excellence, you'll be able to even solve them. But I thought problems something that we could get rid of when we come to Christ. It's a myth. I don't like problems. You need them. I don't need them. Yes, you do. Watch this. Everybody watch me. If you're walking here down life's journeys, and if you think that God's only role in heaven is to remove problems, and what if that came to pass? Problem comes. Oh, God, get rid of the problem, get rid of the problem, get rid of the problem. Boom. Okay, I will. Good. Thank you. Walk a little more. Another problem. Oh, God, get rid of the problem, get rid of the problem. Okay, boom. Oh, thank you. Another problem. Ah, get rid of the problem. Boom. Thank you. Get rid of that. Okay, thank you. Okay, good, thank you. Now, when you end up here, do you think you'll be any better of a person than you were when you started? Probably worse, because you now have entitlement, you demand of God, you've got a wrong theology, but watch this. Start walking. Problem comes. God, get rid of the problem. Nope, I'm just going to make you wiser. No, I don't want to be wiser. I just want you to get rid of the problem. Nope, sorry, I'm going to walk with you. What should I do, God? Let me help you. This is what you do. Got it. Okay. All right. Got it. And the problem dissolves. At this moment, watch this. You are 10 times better after one problem. You understand? That's what it means to be a 10X person. Because you have to remember that every problem was the beginning of a miracle. Every miracle began with a problem. And if we just say, I want no problems in life, that's why the modern church sees very little miracles. How often have we wondered, how come we don't see any miracles today? Because we think our religion, our faith, is a faith with no problems. As soon as you receive Jesus, no problems. It's a myth. But what he'll give you instead is wisdom. And when you're willing to go through the problems, you'll find that the requirement will be wisdom. Wisdom. I remember before I was a Christian, my BC days, the weekend would be coming and I'd think, how can I sin this weekend? What's the best way to sin? I sinned good last weekend, but we need to top it this weekend. So we won't just drink beer. We'll put Southern Comfort in the beer and we'll drink both hard and soft together. Yeah! And now let's do it with, you know, dope, and let's do mescaline, drop cross tops, and we just get kind of like, are you nuts? And the Bible says something very interesting. It says this: doing wickedness is like sport to a fool. Let's top it. You know, there's something today that's just the same. It's just a different name. You know, you notice how today we just change the names. Instead of abortion, let's call it pro-choice. Instead of gay marriages, let's just call it equality, marriage equality. We change words to hide kind of the spirit behind it. And there's a thing now that the young people are saying is called YOLO. When you hear YOLO, that means you only live once. So before they do something really stupid, they go, YOLO, and then jump over a cliff or something. Like, yeah, you just lived at once. Pow, now you're dead. Well, let's do this something real stupid. Let's take a risk. Let's take a chance. Let's jump in and do this sexual endeavor. YOLO, okay, YOLO. No, it should be dodo, dodo. Because they don't realize that affects the rest of their life. But do you understand how the devil will get these cool words and it makes it fun? It disguises the dangerous, demonic activity that's disguised under it. And so we find here that fools look towards sin like a sport. But watch this. He uses a very crazy couplet to tell you about wisdom. And so is wisdom to a man of understanding. What does that mean? You know how you used to make sin a sport? If you're a man of understanding, make wisdom a sport too. So how do you do that? You encounter a problem. Stop and say, you know what the object of this challenge is, object of this competition is? To resolve this problem in my company, with my employees, with the union, with pay, with finances, to figure this out the wisest way possible. That's what you'll be graded on. Not who gets through it first, not who gets through it with the most money. No, how can I resolve this for everyone involved the wisest way possible? Now you can get advice, you can get help and get counsel, pray, seek God. But when it's done, people will say, that was the wisest way you could have resolved this problem. And when that's done, God says, that's it. Now you understand what an excellent spirit is, because you have a spirit that says, I want to resolve enigmas and difficult problems in the wisest way possible. And God says, now you're a woman with a 10X spirit. You're a man with a 10X spirit. You just don't leave that up to chance. You invest in that. Invest in your spirit. Where does that begin? Real easy. The fear of the Lord. Read it with me, would you? Go. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all who follow his instructions have good. That's what we want to be. A people not just with knowledge, but a people with insight. People who resolve problems with great wisdom, who take time to develop their inner character. Because otherwise, we can have beautiful outside, but easily bribed on the inside. Make sure that we're a people who understand what it means to be a people of a 10X spirit, and then we choose to be exactly that. And you'll hear the applause of heaven saying, well done. Now, every test you come to will only make you wiser. That's the kind of people we want to be. Can you say amen to that? Amen.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Building a 10x Spirit by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. Now you can listen to Words of New Hope anytime on demand. Just go to www.spreaker.com and search on Words of New Hope. That's Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R.com. Stream the message or download it to your mobile device and listen on the go. And with a click of a button, you can share Words of New Hope on Facebook, Twitter, or your other social media and help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ to family and friends. That's www.spreaker.com and search on Words of New Hope. Now available 24/7, 365. Now, for Pastor Wayne, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.